Mendele the Book Peddler by Sholem Abramovich, based on a translation from the Yiddish by Jane Pepler. What's your name? That's the first question one Jew asks another, even a complete stranger, the minute they meet and rattle off a Sholem Aleichem, a how do you do? And when this happens, no one would even think of giving a reply, what's it to you, brother, that you should know my name? Are we going to marry off our children to each other? I have the name I was given, and leave me alone. On the contrary, the question, what's your name, is completely natural for us Jews. It lies as easily in one's nature as it does to finger someone's new coat and ask, how much did this cost you? How much was this fabric by the yard? Or to ask somebody out of the blue about his business, and then to outline in great detail your suggested improvements, even though he has no need for them and can do quite well without them, as he can do quite well without you. Asking questions for us Jews has been the order of things since the beginning of time, and to take a stand against it would amount to insanity. And so I know full well that with my initial foray into the writing of stories in Yiddish, the public's first question will be, what do they call you, Uncle? My name is Mendele. Thus was I named after a great-grandfather on my mother's side, Reb Mendel the Muscovite of blessed memory. Back in the day, he was given this name because, as the story goes, he once got all the way to Moscow trading for Russian goods. When he realized where he was, he hurried back home in the blink of an eye before they had a chance to throw him out. But that's not the point. Oy, what foolishness. My business, as you can see by looking at me, is holy books. In point of fact, I have attempted several livelihoods, until one day I waved my hand and said, "Feh!" to the devil with all these rackets. And that's when I turned to the holy book trade. Now hearing this, one might believe that book peddling is the finest profession, and that I am a rich man. And on that basis, Jews, yearning after a fine livelihood for themselves, will follow each other head over heels, one after another, into the book peddling business. Don't bother. I swear to you, Jewish children, I'm a pauper.